Hi, this is Lori McKay from the SMB Group, and I'm talking today with John Mason, who's IBM's new General Manager and VP for Mid-Market. John is back with me for our second discussion about IBM developments and what they need for SMB and mid-market companies. In our first discussion, we learned about John's background and talked a lot about the implications of IBM's acquisition of SoftLayer, what it means for small, medium, and mid-market customers. But today, we're going to talk about some of the other trends that are in the mid-market and some of the plans and initiatives IBM is putting into place around those. So hello again, John, and welcome back. And I'm glad you can talk to me again.
Great to be back discussing this exciting area of growth for us with you. Thanks for the invitation.
Absolutely. So let's get a little context on this first. You know, as we talked about, IBM has really been doubling down on SMB and mid-market and channel initiatives for a few years now. Can you first, just for those that may not have been paying attention, you know, sum up the journey to date? Where is IBM coming from in, say, 2008, 2009? When it decided to really put a lot more, in my opinion, meat behind its mid-market focus? And what's the strategy been to really beef up in this area?
Yeah, I think it was, as you said, back in 2008, 2009, where we recognized that there was a clear opportunity to scale our mid-market business with much more of a focus on business partners and marketing rather than relying on a more traditional sort of large enterprise approach with sellers engaging directly with end clients, but much more one around sort of how do we leverage our marketing programs to generate demand and awareness. And then work with business partners of various types to fulfill those end customer needs with a range of, you know, hardware, software, and service offerings.
And what do you think? I know you're coming in kind of fresh, but in a way that's good because you can have a, I think, more objective opinion. When you look at what IBM has been doing, what do you see as, wow, this is really working, and, you know, maybe some areas where some learnings suggest that, hey, you need to change your approach a little bit?
Yeah, I would say that one key thing that has changed in the landscape here relative to, you know, several years ago when we first kicked off our mid-market initiatives is the emergence of cloud, as we discussed in our previous discussion, that's fundamentally changing what's possible and particularly relevant for small and mid-sized enterprise customers that don't have the levels of IT infrastructure themselves. Now all of a sudden they can take advantage of that with very simple cloud solutions. But that also means that we need to rethink how do we approach this market, what are the offerings that are most relevant to mid-sized companies, and how do we take that to market? So we've put a big emphasis here on managed service providers in the past 2 years, I think, helping managed service providers building on top of IBM infrastructure, but taking solutions and services to mid-sized companies in ways that they can actually consume very, very simply. So it's really more of the how do we take advantage of the shift in the landscape to scale and do that with simplicity and grow IBM's business with new customers.
Yeah, I definitely agree that the MSP focus has been a very good one. So what do you see as some of the trends? I mean, you mentioned cloud, but what other trends do you see out there in the mid-market and SMB that is going to impact the way IBM goes to market in this space?
So, and I think it's all related somehow to some of the changes that we're seeing, but one of the key evolutions that we've noticed, and we do a number of CXO level studies, and we're really seeing a shift to a new type of buyer who isn't necessarily just the traditional IT decision maker, but someone who is, you know, within a line of business, a marketing head or head of HR or another function, who has maybe been, you know, somewhat frustrated with the fact that the IT team is spending so much of their time and effort just maintaining what's already there and isn't able to focus as much on some of the new projects that the line of business is asking for. So the line of business decision maker is now actually able to themselves directly make decisions on cloud solutions in particular that help them with their business needs. And that's a real change in the marketplace. It's also one that we need to understand ourselves, because we've got a very long history of talking to IT decision makers, but now all of a sudden that's not the only decision maker that we should be focused on.
Yeah, no, I mean, I definitely hear that, and we see that too. And, you know, I that kind of leads to the question I had, which was that it seems like a lot of the offerings from IBM in the mid-market space have focused more on the infrastructure or, you know, solving the problems of the IT people. So how is IBM going to kind of approach, the business decision makers aren't going to be buying the plumbing. So what's the strategy for providing the business solutions, which is obviously what they're going to buy, whether it's for marketing or finance or some kind of operations?
Absolutely. And it's really still very much about working through and with business partners of various types, because still today, even with the evolution of cloud, smaller businesses tend to buy from local partners that they feel comfortable with. So there's a key role here still for working very carefully and closely with our business partners, both traditional and some of the more recent sort of born on the cloud partners that have services of various sorts. Getting them to work with products out of the IBM portfolio, but also from other ISVs and, you know, software and service companies that have complementary parts of a solution, and then tying that together in a way that the end customer can use very easily and simply. It's really about, you know, a focus on simplicity for the customer.
So making it more fluid for them to get that business solution outcomes they're looking for.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. Well, one more thing I wanted to touch on here is I understand that partners are a big part of the go-to-market, and I believe rightly so for the reasons you said, but the IBM image in the broader base, small, medium, and market space, I think the Engines of a Smarter Planet campaign has helped raise the visibility in this space for IBM and, you know, by association, the partners. But there's still a long way to go before a lot of these companies really think of IBM as their go-to provider. Do you think that's a fair assessment? And if so, anything in the works on the broad-based marketing higher cover stuff to kind of change that?
Yeah, I actually do think that's a fair assessment. You know, it's part of the what's so exciting about this mid-market opportunity is that there are so many customers out there that, you know, don't have any IBM offering in their company today. You know, SMEs make up 90% of the global workforce, 65% of the world's total GDP. At the same time, how many of those are IBM customers today? You know, tens of thousands, but certainly not, you know, millions. So I think what the opportunity we have here is to really communicate in very simple terms what we have in our portfolio, and we have a very broad portfolio of, you know, more than 100 SaaS offerings, but, you know, probably only a subset of those that are directly relevant for small and mid-sized companies. How do we take that combined with the assets that we have with our SoftLayer acquisition to really bring solutions to the mid-sized company that they can easily use and deploy, and which are the right partners to align to those end customers so that they can really take advantage of that. So it's sometimes, you know, the hardest part is making it simple. It's really a segment that needs absolute simplicity, and that's not necessarily something that we've had as much focus on in the past. And I think we're really now beginning to see that emphasis around a handful of specific solutions in cloud, in social, in mobile, with you know, recent announcements around mobile first,
mm-hmm.
And crafting those into solutions that can be easily bought and deployed by small and mid-sized companies working with our partners. So it's really about making it simple.
Yeah, I mean, that's really, I think, the expectation, you know, for all business users more and more, because it's so easy for us to do things as consumers. We want that in business applications as well.
Yeah, and there, I mean, we talked earlier about the SoftLayer acquisition, and I think one of the things that SoftLayer has done very well is make it really simple to buy a particular
mm-hmm.
solution. Now, how can we leverage that in working with other types of business decision maker, not just IT, but into some of the other lines of business, so that we make it equally simple for them to buy an HR SaaS solution like Kinexa Smart Cloud for social business, another SaaS offering that's very relevant for small and medium business customers. And make that really simple to choose and buy and deploy. So I think that's really where we will put a lot of additional focus above and beyond what we're already doing very successfully in some of the, you know, larger enterprise deployments that IBM has.
Yeah, well, definitely it looks like a lot of interesting, you know, pieces that if you can pull together should really go a long way in making things more consumable and usable right out the gate. So that's,
absolutely. And working with managed service providers is clearly going to be a big piece of that, and that's where we're seeing a lot of initial success.
Okay. Well, this has been great. Again, John, thank you. And definitely be keeping a watch on the new developments and how you're putting the building blocks together. So thank you again for your time.
Thank you so much, Laura. It was a great discussion, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Thanks.